Is this frequency open? Is this frequency open? CQ, 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 WX0, MIK, Whiskey X-Ray 0, Mike India Kilo. CQ, 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 WX0, MIK.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition for August, was it 22nd? 22nd, 2019. I am WX0MIK. And today we are continuing our saga of talking about amateur radio. So today we're going to have yet another car cast as I am trying to get ahead while work prevails of working extra late and extra hours in general. Always nice to go a little extra overtime though, so not complaining too loud. So yesterday I talked about kind of your first radios. Let's build upon that slightly and talk about your first antennas. So again, I'm assuming technician level UHF, VHF, because when, the book kind of covered much more broadly the spectrum of antennas. But as far as your first antenna, kind of depends upon what you do. So if all you do is you get your little handheld, might be good enough for you, especially if you're just talking about doing or using radio outside. If you are looking at using your radio in your car while driving, and at least in the Minnesota hands-free, that is still allowed. Any two-way radio is allowed because it's not, quote, distracting, or it's not a communication, whatever the technical terms are. It's allowed. Amateur radio, any walkie-talkie type things is allowed for hands-free. But if you're using it in your car, because you're in a tin can, your distance is going, your quality and your distance is going to be drastically reduced. So you can also get antennas that you mount in your car. And there's multiple different ways to mount them. There's from things you drill holes in the car. You can do what they call a glass mount that goes through the back glass of your car. There's fender mounts, so you mount them right to a fender. Or there's mag mounts, and that's what I opted for the first one. The same company that creates the Bofang radio, or at least the generic extra antennas, also do the has a mag mount. So it was like $30 or something like that is what it was. So that is what I opted for to start with. So that sits on the hood of my truck, primarily because I'm worried about height with garage, not so much during summer, but in winter. And then I park in a ramp. So I decided to do a mag mount and put it on my hood. So some sort of antenna like that works. And again, it depends upon your needs. It has worked for me so far. In fact, I've been able to hit like 15 miles out in good conditions. And then for your house, let's say you're having problems transmitting from within your house. Well, that should be another antenna. You're going to become a collector of antennas if you are really into this. Many different options. I opted to make Slim Jim, which is kind of a variant of a J-pole antenna, which is another type of antenna. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, very easy to make, relatively cheap if you have the tools to do it. If you don't have the tools to do it, well, it's going to start costing more. And that is where I start having pet peeves with people who say, well, it's dirt cheap, all you need is some wire and this and this. Like, well, yeah, and if you have... and then they add, any good ham should have all this stuff on hand. It's like, okay, that's great. If I've been doing this for 30 years, I absolutely will probably have all this stuff laying around. I have been doing it for 30 years. I don't have half the stuff you need to do this. I'll talk about that tomorrow or later. So keep that in mind when you're budgeting for this kind of stuff. If you need to put an antenna in your house, you might need some coax. You might need some pipe or wire or something to create some sort of an external antenna. If you want to make it yourself. If you don't, well, now you're looking at buying something. And, I mean, I've seen base antennas for like $50, $60. So, in the realm of things, it's not that bad. But either way, and once you start getting the antenna on your roof, now you're set up for a better mobile or base radio / mobile radio for UHF within your house. And then. So, like, I'm already starting to look at, well, you know, it'd be a satellite rig would be kind of fun. I'll probably not do it quite yet, but you see how it goes. So, we'll wrap it up there for tonight, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Hopefully we get back into the core content, so, until tomorrow, thank you so much for listening, even through these crappy audio car casts. And we will talk to you tomorrow. 73 from WX0MIK. The frequency is now clear.
The frequency is clear. WX0MIK. 73.